Right now, USAID to Central America is distributed to programs run by many different organizations. Catholic Relief Services is one of them. It runs a variety of programs that are supposed to help prevent migration from the region, focusing on things like job training, skill sharing, and mental health resources. Kay Andrade works with one program in El Salvador funded by USAID dollars. It's called Segundas Oportunidades, which means second chances. It works with people within El Salvador's prison system.
Prisons in El Salvador are incredibly overcrowded. There's at least 3 to 400% overcrowding in prisons. There's currently 54,000 people in prison in El Salvador right now, in a system that can handle less than a third of that.
That has been since the Segunda Oportunidades program started. What did prison rehab look like in El Salvador prior to this program?
I would say it was non-existent, absolutely non-existent. There's been a lot of attitude in the country, even in the Central America region, that if you've committed a crime, in this case, a lot of people have only been arrested for a crime, that you should be punished and severely punished. So then people are just forgotten about.
The Catholic Relief Services program means second chances. Tell me about the people you work with most typically, and what have your programs done for them?
So the last 2 years, our programs have been working with inmates as well as with prison authorities and guards, and helping them understand that there are other options for them. And that is helping them build their resilience and creating a new identity for themselves.
Kay, I guess what I really want to know is, what progress have you seen since this program has been around, and what does progress look like for you?
Let me tell you the story of one woman, an inmate. A fight broke out in her cell block, and she was being egged on to join the fight and get involved in the brawl. And she was using the tools that we gave her of how to look at what was in her control and not in her control, her thoughts, feelings, and actions. And she decided right then and there, I don't need this. She was called all sorts of names, but in the end, when the fight was broken up, she was not taken off in handcuffs to solitary confinement. So she was able to make that change. Mm. So it's a pretty powerful step that we're seeing in individual lives and how they're being able to change others.
Yeah, I mean, that's remarkable. And it seems kind of an exceptional example, since what you're proposing would then get spread by word of mouth inside the facility, inside the prison. What would happen, Kay, to all of the work you've just described with the budget cuts the U.S. has said it's going to do?
So when I heard about this weekend, my first thought went to our Second Chances program. We have a lot of money from the U.S. government for programming throughout Central America in youth work, but then in particular with this programming. We're still trying to figure out, like so many other organizations, of what the implications could be or what funding might be impacted, funding that's already been approved and allocated or not. But there are virtually no organizations that are allowed into the prisons and have built the trust in working with prison authorities to do this. And if we can't work on making these kind of changes, and if that is cut off, I'm very concerned about the work that has been forged over the last 2 years and building trust with the Salvadoran prison authorities and being able to be there for them, to support them in building out this rehabilitation program.
Will all the aspects of Segunda Oportunidades programming still be able to function? Are there other funders that you can rely on if U.S. government support disappears?
CRS has been using some of our own funding to be able to supplement what the U.S. government is supporting us on. But it's not enough, and we have no other funding sources right now for that particular project.
Who do you think will be impacted the most by these cuts?
The Central American people, the very young people, families that are fleeing violence, fleeing lack of opportunity. Those are the ones that are going to be most directly impacted. I think rather than stemming migration, this will only lead to more migration.
Kay Andrade is a youth workforce development advisor for Latin America in El Salvador with Catholic Relief Services. Thanks very much, Kay.
Thank you.